what's up with this beer? Come on, what happened?
Look, everybody in the room is young now, so I gotta fit in. I got to fit in.
You said everybody in the room, but you got a new quarterback, and I know you haven't been around too much. What's it been like the short time you've been around Peyton?
I haven't even seen him yet. You know, we're kind of like on two different schedules the way we got it, you know, the workout.
Literally
setup.
Just here, 20 minutes.
I saw him in the weight room, but it was on the TV, so. Just like that. I haven't seen him face to face yet.
So are you going to seek him out at some point when you get done?
Yeah, I'm looking for him now. But
if we, I hear you said that you were one of the guys who was texting him and recruiting him.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys date back to him. You played against him.
Yeah.
College and stuff. Why were you recruiting him, and what did you think when he?
Why? Well, because he's an amazing player, you know, and his leadership alone is, you know, bar none, best in the league. So, you need a guy like that on your team. And where I want to go, what I want to do, you know, towards the end of my career is win a championship, and I feel like he gives us the best chance.
Champ, does this give you new life as a player, kind of reinvigorating?
You know, it makes you feel good about coming to work every day because you know there's a guy on the other side of the ball that's going to give it 150% regardless. And to have him there and leading that offense, I mean, it's an amazing feeling.
There's a lot of hardworking guys. You're one of them. But what makes him different? I mean, what makes Manning go to a different level of demand or perfection, or what is?
Well, you say demand because he demands that accountability from other guys, and you see what he's done. You know, he works hard, just like myself and a lot of guys in the locker room, but a lot of guys don't have his skill set either. So you add that to his skill set and, you know, what he's accomplished and how hard and how competitive he is. And I mean, that's what makes him what he is.
How fierce of a competitor is he? Either what you've seen on the field or, I guess you haven't worked with him in the weight room much, but how fierce a competitor?
Well, just by what I've seen since he's been here. You know, I read about how much, you know, he's been with the receivers and working routes and whatever they've been doing. I mean, just that. You don't really see that from a lot of quarterbacks, and we need that here.
Champ, were you surprised at Andre getting cut, and have you had a chance to see Tracy Porter at all?
Well, I haven't seen him. I spoke with him a little bit, you know, after he signed, and, you know, I'm just, you know, willing to get to work with him and, you know, see what he's like and as a teammate and as a player. But, you know, it sucks, you know, but that's the business. And the one thing I do know, he'll land on his feet. Andre was a great teammate for 3 years, and you know, I look forward to seeing what he does next.
We know your history with defensive coordinators, but you've never had Jack Del Rio walk in this building before. Describe that. Pretty special guy.
You know, it's good to have a guy that's played the game. He's been a head coach, and I know he's as hungry as ever. You know, and, you know, it's going to be one of those things. We're going to get to know each other. And starting today, we kind of, you know, chatted a little bit. I know what he expects from me, and he knows what I expect from him.
I know you like to play games with your receivers and your quarterbacks, but you've never in practice gone against a Hall of Famer. What's that going to be like for you day in, day out, especially through camp and through the season?
Challenging. You know, and I tell everybody in our defensive room is, you know, just because we have a guy like that, it's not going to get easier for us. We got to work harder because the expectations are here. You know, he's going to kick our butt in practice, so we got to be ready to go. And if you don't put together good practices, the coaches don't trust you on Sunday. So, you know, it's a lot of pressure.
Have you ever intercepted Manning?
In college. I think he tried to throw the ball away, and I went up and got it. I don't think he ever expected me to go that high to get it.
What do you remember in the NFL or any time, when you're playing on the field, stands out about him?
Just the way he's able to break down the defense and pretty much tell you what you're in, and half the guys on defense don't even know what we're doing. So, it's sad but true, you know? you try to trick him as much as possible, but for some reason, somebody always tips him, and he knows. He just knows.
I don't remember what exactly the joke was with Peyton, but he said you text him like 1,000 times. Did he ever text you back, or did he just ignore you?
Maybe twice, I think. You know, I think the last text was, let's go, and that's all I needed.
Before that, had he given you any encouragement or hint, or were you just on the fence of whether he's coming or not?
Really, the way I looked at it was, you know, being in his shoes, I know everybody's trying to get a piece of him. And I just wanted to let him know that I was here. You know, if he needed anything, questions, whatever. You know, and I just wanted to support him wherever he went. You know, but I did let him know how bad I wanted him on my team. But at the same time, he didn't have to say much. He texted me and said he'd get back to me. He did. And then he texted me after he agreed to come here. Let's go, pretty much.
Did you allow yourself to believe he was coming before he actually said, let's go?
No. No, I was not going to get my hopes up too much. You know, I was definitely wanting it pretty bad, but, you know, I just kind of let it play itself out.
Has it sunk in for you that he's your quarterback?
Well, when I see him in my locker room, I think I just saw his locker for the first time, so it's, you know, it's just one of those things. When I get on the field with him, it'll sink in.
Throughout the offseason, champ, everybody's talking about now how the defense has changed because the other team's going to have to play catch-up and how Vaughn and Doom are going to be able to rush. But, you know, that changes for you guys as well. You might be in, you know, passing situations a lot more than you have in a career. You might be, you know, three downs. You might be covering a guy three downs every time now.
We never know. You know, I'm not going to say what to expect, really. You know, rather people are going to be playing catch-up. And I'm not going to get into that because, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. You know, all I know is we got to work hard to get better. I mean, we were decent last year, but not good enough to be a championship defense.
Champ, have you spoken with Doc? If you have a sense in what direction he's going right
now? Well, talking to him in Pro Bowl, you know, I just told him to take his time, you know, and whatever he needed from me to let me know, and I'll help him as much as possible. No pressure. I mean, the guy's had a great career up to this point. I want him to be a part of this, but, you know, he also has to make the best decision for him and his family.
What are the one or two things you think as a defense you need to work on this offseason?
Being more consistent, getting our young guys to play better. You know, they don't understand how important they are, or they were last year, but every guy in that building or in that meeting room is important, and they got to understand what their roles are, and they just got to maximize their ability and just go out there and play balls out.
Champ, can you compare your emotions to winning a game on the field versus getting that text from Peyton that said, let's go?
You know, the first thing I saw when I think it came across the screen that he told his agent to open up negotiations with the Broncos. So I'm like, okay, so at least we know we got a chance. And I don't think money's going to be an issue. And then, you know, I got the call from Coach Fox, and then that's when I knew. And it was a good feeling. It was just, you know, I can't really put into words how I felt at the time, but I just know it just gave me a chance to get somewhere I want to go.
Has that ever happened before?
Has a coach ever called you when the team made a free agent acquisition anywhere?
They usually call you before to help you, to help them out. But, you know, Coach Fox definitely kept me in the loop of what was going on, and I appreciate that because not a lot of coaches do that.
You went through a lot of years of workouts, Rich, too. How different is it?
Very different.
Right now?
Very different.
What are some of the biggest changes?
Well, we're not on the field running as much, you know, right now. You know, I think, you know, Richie had his philosophy, and, you know, it worked for a lot of years, but I think it was time for a change. But and I'm open-minded about everything we do. This guy seems to know everything, so, you know, I feel good about where we're going.
Okay, thank you.
What's different in that? I mean, it looks, when you walk in,
yeah, it looks,
like,
yeah, it's very different. You know, it's a lot of the same type of stuff, but just different how you approach it and the reps and stuff like that.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, guys.